CMN Network, MI3.
Here and it looks a teeny bit foggy from all the moisture. Yeah, I'm doing all right. How you doing? I'm upset because I'm tired of it raining all the time. I think I'm going to finish the east side of the garage and give up for the year.
Yeah, I still have time.
And everybody's been saying, oh, wait till June and July. It'll stop raining. It keeps on raining.
Well, normally it's that way, but not raining. But, we'll see. So did you get rained out last night?
It rained for about 45 minutes, and then whenever it stopped lightning, it was raining kind of light. They called us back in, so we got a little bit wet, but not too bad. So, then they finished it up, and I got home probably about 12, a quarter after, somewhere in there.
Alrighty.
Last year and this year, they have been pretty good about getting us out on a decent time. I remember one time at 2 o'clock, I left, and I'm like, this is crazy. And this is whenever I was working, and one of the guys at work, he went too, and he says, what time did you leave? I go, 2 o'clock. He said, oh, there was 5 events after that. It's like, really? You're kidding me. I got in the house, and within 10 minutes, it was raining, and it just happened now. It wasn't raining. I got in the, I got the car out of the garage, and I'm here by this school here on Don Moyer, and it's raining now, but it wasn't raining when I walked out to the garage.
Yeah, this weather has definitely been crazy this year.
Yeah, I mean, it rains like about 5 to 6 days a week sometimes. That's like, you can't plan anything, but yeah, I'm getting ready to give up on the garage, just finish up the east side and just do the north side and the west side next summer.
Well, hopefully you won't have to do that.
But the way it's raining, what choice do I have, you know? And then I got to do those wasps yet. I'll probably do that. I saw on my phone where they said yesterday it wasn't going to rain Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then I looked today, it's going to rain Monday. So it's not going to rain Tuesday and Wednesday. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, I thought you already sprayed that nest.
I had time to. Went to those sometime this week. So the guy across the alley, he's a Mexican guy. He's in the construction. He's going to replace the 5 or 3 boards on one section of the garage because they are really rotten. And they don't look good at all. They need to be replaced, so he's going to do that. When it's not raining, remember one summer, I think it was there. We lived at the other house, and Scottsdale Mall was still around. Every time it rained that summer, it poured. It never just rained a little bit. It just poured every single time. That was probably in, like, the early 90s, something like that. Every time it rained, it poured every single time.
Yeah, all righty.
Know how our ground can take all this moisture.
Yeah, it can to a point.
Yeah, but too much? Like, wow. Ooh. there's a guy out here begging for money. I should roll down the window and say, get a job. Rank on begging for money.
Oh, yeah. Tax free.
Oh, there you go.
That's what it is. They don't claim it on their taxes, so it's tax free.
Yeah, that's true. The government don't know about it.
That's right.
Oh, get a job. Don't make enough money at that job, get a second job. I mean, it's like, wow. This is working real good.
What's working real good?
The Rain-X, the windshield fluid stuff. It's making so that I don't have to use the windshield wipers too much. And windshield wipers, last time I had these windshield wipers put on, they were $20 each. I had the driver's one they'll put on, and then the next payday, I had the passenger's windshield wiper put on.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Not getting off 31 to get to Kern, and it's a little bit foggy out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I think it's actually it's cooler than it has been.
Yesterday, after we had that rain get cooled down, it was hot whenever we started the program yesterday, and I put sunscreen on like 4 times, and it was very bright and very hot, and there was nothing showing on radar. And then after about an hour, clouds started showing up on radar, and it's like, oh, I was talking to a guy, and it's like, oh, it's in the port, and sure enough, it came around, and it rained, and then they says, go to your car, we'll call you back, and then they called us back then, and he says, he took me here on the PA system such a day, he says, if you're still windows lock your horns, so everybody started honking their horns.
That's cool.
Most cars are going honk honk, but my car is going yeep yeep. As I'm sitting in the car, there's a few people that had our cars didn't go anywhere, but there were a few people that had their windshield wipers on. I was like, why are you wasting your windshield wipers whenever you're not going anywhere? I never turned mine on.
Alrighty.
But you're wearing them out that way. A couple people had... They had them going the whole time, and I've seen a few people that turn them on every once in a while, but it's like, you know...
MI3 Network.
Pay for the fireworks?
Yes, they had. They didn't have as many fireworks as what they normally do, Ron, because of the rain and stuff. But they did have a decent fireworks show. How you doing, Ron?
Oh, good, good, Jim. Yeah, my brother-in-law and friend KD9QT Mark was at the races last night.
Okay. They're doing a good job on getting us out at a decent time, because I remember I was just telling Brian one time, I left at 2 o'clock, and one of the guys at work said, oh, there was five events after that. I'm like, okay, not me.
So did they stop the race because of the rain and then restart it and then have fireworks, or how did it go?
Well, whenever it was lightning and raining heavy, they said go to your cars. And we're sitting in our cars, and then whenever the rain let up and there was no lightning, they called us back in. It was still raining lightly, so we got a little bit wet, but it wasn't too bad. And then about 45 minutes later, they had the fireworks.
Okay, I could hear the fireworks, so I'm not that far from there, but I think my brother-in-law and stuff left early because of the rain, and I don't think they stayed for the fireworks because they thought it was going to be rained out and stuff or whatever. So, yeah, he didn't know if they called the race or whatever. They just left when it started lightning and raining, I guess.
Next, so they called us back whenever the lightning was gone, and there wasn't much rain, but it was raining lightly, but after about a half hour, it quit raining, though. But I got home, and I got in the house, and I went to the restroom, and then I looked outside, it was raining. I'm like, wow, I got in the house just in time.
Did your wife go, too?
She's up in Michigan watching our grandsons.
Okay. WP9WXO. Go ahead, Brian. Well, I think I'm going to have to buy a goat. My grass is pretty long because it's too dang hot to mow it the other last week. It was up in the 90s and 110 air quality and heat. So then it started raining all weekend. And they say maybe by Tuesday... Or Monday and Tuesday is supposed to be nice, so hopefully it'll be dried out so I can mow it. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to go down to the 4-H fair and get a goat. I heard there's big fights at the fair. It's probably done now. The county, St. Joe County 4-H fair, they usually have it during July 4th weekend. But yeah, a lot of people said there's big fights over there. Who would have thought in South Bend?
Brian, do you remember the ethnic festival they used to have? They canceled that years ago because there was fights and stuff like that. So that's a shame that they have to cancel things like that because of a few stupid people. KB9KBX.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, yeah, because of the gangs out there. But, no, it just started. The, if I remember right, the fair just started over the weekend, so it started Friday. And, yeah, they had fun with all that rain.
I guess somebody was saying that a 14-year-old got beat up or some crap, and, you know, the gangs were fighting and people were fighting and all kinds of crap. But, yeah, I do remember the ethnic festival. It used to be downtown South Bend, and I think they tried to move it to Howard Park. But yeah, you can't have nothing. It used to be fun going to an ethnic festival downtown. You went over there, and you got an elf in there, or you got some Vietnamese egg rolls, or you got whatever, a taco, and it was kind of nice. But no, you know, well, you know, Holy Family Church on Mayflower used to have fall fair or whatever. They had a beer tent and everything, and all the thugs were coming over there fighting, so then they put up a fence, and then they charged admission to get in, and the thugs still paid and got in and was fighting, so then they just disbanded it altogether. You can never have anything good. I don't understand it. Go ahead, Jim.
That's part of the reason why they closed down Scottsdale Mall. Most of it was because they raised the rent. That was the main reason. But there were a couple of fights in Scottsdale Mall, so that's part of the reason why they're closing it for, too. Okay, I'm here by Palmer's, and it's getting scratchy, so I'm going to let you guys go. N9YOU, N9BXO. This is KB9KBX. Have a good one, guys.
Hey, Jim, you're fine. You're in it fine. You know, it's probably just right there, so if you move a little bit, you might be fine. You might be hearing it better.
Further south, I go to more scratcher it, so I'm almost here at church anyway, so have a good one, guys. Thank you. Next is clear.
Okay, Jim, we hear you loud and clear. You're coming back to us real strong, real good. WB9WXO.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Jim, and NYOU. So what you been up to, Ron?
Might have to change my battery here in a minute, in case I drop out. Not much, just the retired stuff. Mark, KJ9QT just retired last week from WSBT, so he's enjoying the high life in retirement. He was out at the races last night, and I didn't want to go because I figured, it's going to rain, and I know that I'm close, so my brother-in-law came up and went with him. So that's about it. Listening to 40 meters this morning, having my coffee, and I thought, I better turn on the 220 because it's Sunday and I almost forgot.
All righty. That's good. Yeah, the 6 has been hopping too. But I haven't been doing much, just trying to get things done around here and trying to relax too. Kind of have some fun.
Well, the other day, 40 meters was, the band was down. I mean, you couldn't hardly hear too many people out there. It was just crazy. But I checked 10 once in a while, but 6 I haven't had any good luck with. When it's opened up, it goes so quick. You either get into somebody or you don't. I think I did get to talk to Alabama on about 6 months ago on 6, which was okay. But the last time that there was an opening, I couldn't get out. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been hearing much phone. It's more FT8 that's been going on 6. So outside last night, it was I was flipping back and forth late last night, and 6 was 6 was dead, and then the next thing I know, I flipped over the next time, and it came alive. So made a few contacts on FT8 last night, and a few of them before I turned it off was up in Canada.
Now, what is FTA? Is that with talking computer to computer like packet before, or what is it?
Yeah, or like RIDI. It's just basically, you got a few things that it goes through, and that's it. So yeah, it's just basically computer radio to computer radio.
But using the radio and not the internet. Just 2 meters, 6 meters, whatever frequencies, right?
Correct.
I used to have an old computer.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Back then, I never worked packet, but now it's like, I wouldn't mind working packet, but, I sold the TNC and all that stuff, now I gotta buy it again. Go figure.
Yeah, I did too, but I don't know if there's anybody on there hardly anymore or not. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Last I heard, it's still going, but not as popular as it used to be, but it's still being used.
I think mostly it was on 2 meters and stuff. So, well, you got that FT8, that's a new thing, and you know, like you said, you're on 6 meters or 40 or whatever, you can use FT8 on. And basically, PACA was more or less just UHF and VHF, if I can remember.
Yeah, I think it was just all the VHF.
That's how things evolve, I guess.
Very true.
You to have nodes in different places and stuff, and but, man, I wouldn't even know how to set something up like that again anymore. It's been over 20 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Was there any fireworks over the weekend, or hunkered down, or what? It was raining, but I don't know. I don't know. They were going off all night. I knew that. I could hear them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't have to go anywhere. I had a good fireworks show here in the neighborhood, so, yeah, it was nice. Had a nice show in that. But, you know, I didn't sit out there and watch. I just watched from the window once in a while. But, yeah, it was fun.
How's your neighbor Sue doing? I haven't talked to her in a while. I haven't seen her in, man, probably about a year.
Yeah, she's doing good. She's doing good. She was studying, and then there was some stuff she had to do, so and now I believe she's back studying again, even though it's a new question pool now. But yeah, she's still studying to get her ticket. Yeah, her brother's giving her a couple radios so she can listen and not talk, just listen, just to, you know, just have that cheese right in front of her.
Oh, her brother's a ham? What's his call, you know? From town?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember his call now. Yeah, I can't remember his call. I really don't talk to him hardly, but, yeah, I can't remember his call now. Now, when I remember it, I'll let you know.
He ain't a fireman from New Carlisle, is he?
Not that I know of.
I think it was a fireman with the same last name, that's why I was kind of wondering.
Yeah, not that I know of.
Good, you gotta let me know when she gets on the air. I can say hey to her.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll let you know.
Still got my phone number. At least when I was at work, I had my phone number there, so I didn't change any. But she's a good girl. She's a good girl. I'd like to hear her on there. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it definitely would be. So hopefully here soon she'll get it.
I know she's got a group on Facebook that she started, some kind of, I don't know, it's like cooking and knitting and sewing and crafts and all kinds of different, what do you call it, subjects on her Facebook page. She's got a group that she started. I can't remember what she called it, but I joined because it was too.
Alrighty. Okay, yeah, I'm barely on Facebook.
Now you can check whose birthday it is and say happy birthday, because during my contacts it'll come up at the third birthday and stuff.
Alrighty, that's cool.
They're about to die, so I'll have to go and change it, so... Just want to catch with you and Jim when he was on his way to church. I remembered it was 9 o'clock. So I'll say 7-3 and talk to you later. N9YOU, WB9WXO.
Alrighty, Ron. Alrighty, you have a good day, and we will talk to you later on. WB9WXO and 9YOU. So. 503.
WZNIWX, so it's clear, and new battery, and I'm clear.
All righty, and 910U.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Come on, really? You got a more expensive car than I got, and you need money?
CMN Network, 220.
They're begging for money for cigarettes and everything for all at once, not their needs.
No, it's their job. Instead of going to work, paying taxes, you know, they get this money tax-free, and they can live higher on the hog.
Yeah, that's true. They get their wants, not their needs.
Well, they need the money, and they want the money.
But like that couple that I was telling you about, they had a big SUV, and that was whenever I had the Tracer. And it's like, come on, you're begging for money, and you got a better vehicle than what I do. And, you know, I've also noticed, too, when I was working for the city, I would turn there on Sample Street, and if you look at the parking lot at the homeless center, my car was like 10, 15 years old. Most of the cars there looked like they were 5 to 7 years or younger.
Right, right. And some of them could be the employees, and some of them could be the ones that, they just turn their cars over to the Center for the Homeless, which, you know, you can do that, but, so, I don't know, it just depends.
Next time you're by there, check it out. You will see that most of the cars are like 5 years or younger, and that's like, well, you've got a better car than me, and I'm working, and you're not? Like, wow.
I know.
What I call laziness.
Oh, yeah, I know. But then some of them, you know, got dealt a bad hand, too, so... so you know, when they're out there on the corners, you don't know if they're, you know, telling the truth or not.
Oh, really? That's like whenever I went to Akron in October of 24, I see beggars there in Akron, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all over.
That's whenever I saw them in Akron, I thought, yeah, they're everywhere. Just people, just, you know, middle class people like us, just begging for money. You know, the Bible says if you don't work, you shall not eat.
Right.
Wow, gasoline is expensive down in Lakeville. It was just like $3. And at the place here on Kern and 31, it's $3.65. Diesel has dropped over. It's only $4.99.
Which one, though? Phillips or McClure's?
McClure's. They're $3.65 for regular unleaded for 87. That's for a long time.
Yeah, diesel used to be a lot cheaper than regular gas. Long time ago, in NYOU.
Yeah, back in like the 70s and 80s, it was cheaper, so everybody was buying diesel. And GM didn't know how to make a diesel engine. Their engines were bad. They do it now real good, but back then, their diesel engines were terrible.
I don't doubt it.
David's got an all-terrain vehicle that has a diesel engine, and it runs good.
Alrighty.
As usual, I'm getting passed by number four car here, where it's 45. And I'm going to the speed limit, and four cars have passed me so far. Many cars here now.
That don't surprise me.
Yep. Tuesday looks like it's going to be non-rain day, so we'll probably be going to Flagsville.
I'll pick you up because, like, one more time to pick you up. That'll be the third time in the row that I drove, so it'll be my turn to drive. And then we can go to the flying field separately, as we used to.
All righty.
I'll pick up Tuesday then. The ground will still probably be kind of wet because it's supposed to rain pretty hard on Monday, and it's like, I'm not going to run a car whenever the ground still could be wet. They got part of Ireland Road open here now. It's not all jammed up.
I know, it's nice to see that.
Like I said, we complain the roads are bad, that whenever they're fixing it, we complain, oh, come on, the traffic's all backed up. But there's one lane each way, and it's backed up, and then whenever they fix it, we're like, well, it's about time to fix it. We complain all the way.
Yeah, but some of them that really need it, they don't, they're not there. They don't do it.
Glenn, it's 3:07.
All right.
Then.
Yep. Well, yeah, I'll have the gas to drop more, but who knows.
Yeah, we've been bombing Iran a lot lately, too, so I'm surprised the gas hasn't gone up, though. But, yeah, some of the Arab countries are, they're telling Trump, go ahead, finish the job, bomb Iran. It's like, really? Iran is one of the few countries that is our enemy. Most of the Arab countries are allied, but at least the government are like Saudi Arabia. Some of the terrorists came from Saudi Arabia, but their government is friendly toward us, and so is Kuwait.
Yeah, they just want to see us gone.
And like Trump said, the past three or four presidents, including the Bushes, they did nothing about it. And people like Biden sent them money. I mean, how dumb is that? So they got a nuclear program because of Biden. I mean, what a bunch of idiots. And I voted for the Bushes, but I wish I hadn't because they were a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, but the thing is, we have been supplying money over there for many, many, many years, even before Biden, because of the CIA and all that. So, a lot of the alphabet, a lot of our tax money went over there.
Oh, yeah, that I can believe. And I think I remember that, too. But, yeah, the Bushes, I voted for them because they were the lesser of the two evils, really. But who wants to get Hillary in there or something like that, or like John Kerry, you know, those type of people. Funny about John Kerry is his wife didn't give him any money for the campaign, for his campaign. That was funny.
All you need is a double-barrel shotgun. That's all you need.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's what he said. But, oh, well.
He was a good president, but I think Trump was by far the best president that we've ever had, and Reagan was second. Funny to watch George Jr. whenever 9/11 happened, he just sat there and like, oh, okay, and he stayed there with the kids. It's like, really? I'd say something like, excuse me, I have an emergency, I have to go. But no, he just stayed there. I thought that was rude.
Yeah, go figure.
Really. In my part here on Erskine here. I don't know if you're noticing it or not, though, but it's by Irvington.
I've been there for a few days.
But you could park a semi in city limits like that.
I guess you can.
Apparently so. But here on Erskine, they're cleaning up the fireworks that they did yesterday.
Still last night that they did.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you can't tell the difference between thunder and fireworks. Okay, I'm here on Aki. I'll get ready to turn down my alley here in about half a block, so catch you later. N9YOU, KB9KBX.
All right, we'll talk at you later. KB9KBX, 9YOU.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.